Welcome to the Cognac Expert Calendar Podcast, hosted by Taylor.
So today I'm very pleased to be speaking with Léa from Cognac Paul Beau. Léa, how are you today?
I'm fine, and you?
Very good. It's nice to speak with you as always. So can you tell our listeners who you are and what you do at Paul Beau?
So as you say, I'm Léa. I'm the wife of Olivier, with the owner of Paul Beau since March. So you say Paul Beau, but to be clear, this is Maison La Richesse today. And why Maison La Richesse? Because you know me, I'm Léa La Richesse. And today this is one house, Maison La Richesse, for two family brands. So you have La Richesse, you already know, and Paul Beau.
Okay, very good. Very clear. Okay. And before I get into specific questions about Paul Beau and La Richesse, can you tell us quickly what cognac are we tasting today?
We are tasting the Paul Beau Ordage, which is an old cognac with an average of 25 years old.
Okay, fantastic. We'll get to more on that cognac in a few minutes. So can you tell our listeners a little bit more about Paul Beau? Because if I understand correctly, the house became dormant for a period of time, and now it's coming back under yours and Olivier's direction. So please tell us more.
Yes. So the beginning, in 1895, with Samuel Beau, become a wine grower at this time. He also begins to sell part of his cognac under his name, Samuel. At the beginning of the war in 1914, Samuel's son, Paul, took over the family business, but he decided to stop bottling. And the rebirth came in 1977 with Olivier's family and with the actual brand Paul Beau. As you say, during 2 years, it was a little bit difficult for Paul Beau. And since March, Olivier is the manager of Paul Beau.
Okay. And what differences will there be between Paul Beau and La Richesse, the single cask cognacs that we know?
You say everything. You already answered the question. So with Maison La Richesse, we want to put the two brands together, as La Richesse will stay the brand for the single cask of Guy, and Paul Beau with the regular range, as you already know.
Okay. And can you explain a little bit about the range? Is it going to stay the same? Will there be some new changes coming?
We are going to keep quite the same range. Maybe we're going to change labels and everything, stuff like this. But we're going to keep VSOP, Vieille Réserve and Ordage. We'll see. We'll have maybe a different XO. We don't know yet. But for the moment, we keep the actual range with VSOP, Vieille Réserve and Ordage.
Okay. So La Richesse are the old single barrel cognacs, and Paul Beau is a more standard cognac range. So can we say then that the vines that you work with today, all of that, the distillation goes to Paul Beau?
Yes, apart for Paul Beau, and apart maybe for La Richesse in a couple of years.
Couple of years.
Because we have now the vineyard is on Secondac, Verrières, and Roissac. Verrières is the vineyard for La Richesse, where La Richesse comes from. And Secondac is where Paul Beau comes from. So we have these three different vineyards. They are all in Grand Champagne, but they are doing different eau de vie. So Olivier works like this, and he thinks every time for the future, every time.
That's great. And how many hectares do you have?
We have 60 hectares.
60 hectares.
20 in Secondac, 33 in Verrières, and 17 here in Roissac.
Okay. And can you describe some of the climactic challenges that you've seen these past few years in the region?
Oh, wow. It's a very difficult question to me, this part. Yes, we see the difference. Last year was very dry with no water. We were a little bit afraid about the harvest, and we have beautiful harvest last year. And this year was a wonderful year. Nobody knows why, but a lot of wine was unbelievable. It was very beautiful. Yeah.
And Have you been impacted by any of the frost or the hailstorms that come through in the spring?
This summer, no, nothing.
Okay, that's good.
It was a very good year this year.
Another question just about the yield or the rendement, because you say that this year was a very, very good year. I also understand it's a very abundant year.
Yes.
However, you're not necessarily allowed to commercialize all that you grow and harvest and distill. Yes. So can you explain that process? Like, what do you do with the leftover eau de vie?
So we can keep some eau de vie, but with no aging. So we are going to distill all the wine, of course, but a part will be put in a tank, a special tank. The French name is Réserve Climatique. And we're going to keep this eau de vie with no aging, because maybe in a few years we will need this eau de vie, and it will come for aging at this time. And the other part, we can age this eau de vie for us.
Right.
So
okay.
We can keep this eau de vie for us.
Okay. And when that decision comes out, what the yield or the rendement will be, what are some of the reactions? Because, I mean, that it seems like the gap this year is quite big.
Yes. I think we already know about that. Even if we didn't have the number, you can smell happening in the region and in the world. If you read and if you hear about stuff in the world, you can already know. And it's for us, it's okay. For Olivier and I, it's okay, because we can still work on our distillery in our one yard. We can sell cognac. It's okay for us.
Right. Okay. So let's get back a little bit to the Ordage cognac. So you said it's about a 25-year-old Grand Champagne cognac.
Yes.
And it comes from the production in Segonzac and Verrières and that you mentioned
only
before.
Only Segonzac.
Okay. And is it bottled at 40% or slightly above?
It's bottled at 43%.
43%. Okay.
Yes.
And distillation, do you know? Did it occur with the lees, without the lees?
Yes, it occurs with the lees.
With the lees, okay.
Yes.
In terms of the cellar conditions, if this is a different cellar than the L'Orichesse, can you say if it's humid, if it's moderate, or somewhere in between?
It's a different cellar, because this is the cellar from the Beau family, which is in the center of Segonzac. It's a special cellar. It's a cellar with two levels. So you have the first ground with a wooden floor, which is a dry cellar. And underneath, you have another cellar on dirt floor, which is a very humid cellar. And the cognac the eau de vie went to one and the other one. It depends. It is the work of the master cellar. So I don't know when, but Olivier knows that.
Okay. So that means basically the cellar master is moving barrels or moving eau de vie from the upper level to the lower level because of the humidity differences.
Exactly.
Okay.
What he wants at the end.
Okay. I see. And in terms of the oak that's used at the domain, do you know how much time it spends in new oak?
It spends at least 3 to 6 months in new oak, and that's it. At the beginning, to give the color, and that's it. After, it's only old oak.
Okay, so that's really not a lot of new oak.
No.
And are the oak barrels coming from Limousin, Troncay, or somewhere else in France?
No, it's French. French one only.
French only. Great. Made in France.
Yes.
Now, this may be a difficult question, but I do find it interesting. Each cellar, as we know, has a different natural reduction in the alcohol level. Do you have any idea how much alcohol degree you lose per year in your cellar? Tough question, I know.
Yes, it's a tough question, because as I say, you have two cellars in one, because you have one level and another level, and it really depends of where the eau de vie were and when and how many times. So I can tell.
Yeah, it's tough to get a single answer on that. Very good. Now, in terms of style, Would you say that there are any stylistic differences between the L'Orichesse cognacs and the Paulbeau, apart, of course, from the fact that L'Orichesse is a higher degree and it's a single cask?
Yes, they are very different. As you said, L'Orichesse, it's a single cask. So you have no reduction, nothing on it. And Paulbeau, they are blend. So we created something. We are created something. And also the vineyard is different. When you taste an eau de vie from Verrières, so L'Orichesse, you can say it's come from this part of Grand Champagne. And Segonzac have a very special soil also. So yes, they are different.
Okay, so this so-called golden triangle that everybody talks about, there is something to that. It's a very good part of the Grand Champagne.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Now, recently in the cognac world, we've seen a lot of these bottlings, we call them, these independent bottlers who come in and they make selections. What are your thoughts on this trend, this movement that we're seeing more and more of?
I think we are very lucky to have this cellar. That's this family cellar of Guy. Yes, we are lucky because we don't have to look around. We have the family stuff, so that's beautiful. And I think this is a good thing for the region because you can discover and taste a lot of new stuff, hidden stuff, which are very beautiful and very different. And you can see the richness of the region.
Yeah, the diversity. It's so much more than rich blends. There's a lot out there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, we see it as a good thing too. It brings a lot of people from other spirits into the cognac world. And I suspect once they explore cognac, they start to stay around and want to learn more. So that's good. Now, you mentioned earlier that Paulbeau is undergoing some changes and there will be maybe some design changes, maybe little changes here and there. What can we expect, if you can even share this, for 2024?
So, as I said, Maison L'Orichesse first. So with a new label for Maison L'Orichesse for our two brands. But we don't want to change a lot of stuff for Paulbeau because people know Paulbeau and it's a family history. So we want to keep the spirit of Paulbeau, really the spirit of Paulbeau. So maybe the label is going to change or the color of the label, but that's it. The product inside is going to stay the Paulbeau style.
Great. Good to hear. Okay. So if we move to a tasting note, how would you describe the nose of the Ordage that we're tasting today?
On the nose, you have fruity aromas and as Mirabel, peach, and prune. And at the end, you may find some hint of cocoa and some honey also.
Okay. And on the palate, what kind of flavors will we have and textures?
It's a well-balanced cognac. You will find sometimes lots of chocolate, of course, and also it evolves through some sweet spices like cinnamon and nutmeg, and you will have also brioche aromas. It's a very complex mouth.
Would you say it's very typical of the Grand Champagne or more typical of Verrières? Segonzac.
Segonzac. I don't know if it's a typical Grand Champagne, because I think typical Grand Champagne, you have a spices, but you have spices more like pepper and this kind of stuff. Here you have spices, but very sweet spices. So I think it's a different Grand Champagne.
Very nice. Okay. Now, as the holidays are approaching, do you and Olivier ever have cognac with different meals? Or is it something you mostly keep for the end of a meal?
We drink cognac every time. Yes, we drink cognac for aperitif, with some salmon, with some meal. Yes, we can drink cognac every time.
What? That sounds perfect. Who can disagree with that? Excellent.
We already did that, a complete meal with our cognac, the range Paulbeau. That was wonderful.
Was there a particular pairing that was just perfect for you?
I like the Ordage with the chocolate cake, but because I like chocolate.
doesn't? Perfect. Well, Leah, thank you very much for your time. Thank you for your answers to my questions. There is a lot to look forward to for Maison La Richesse. I correct myself this time. Maison La Richesse, meaning the brands La Richesse with the single cask cognac and Paul Beau with the complex rich blends. So there's a lot to look forward to. So thank you again. Happy holidays and good luck with the distillation.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Cognac Expert Calendar podcast. Tomorrow is another day, another cognac.